from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Okay. Just glad that we got to this point together. That's Ben Sherrington, though, from the Ben Sherrington Show. He was asked straight away, and you're going to hear the entire answer to this, but I wanted to get that part out there right now. It's getting to that time of year where you go with your best guys, like where there's bullpen games, you figure out who your best guys are, and that's what you do. I hope he's telling the truth. He did leave wiggle room. He said 5 or 6 guys, so that sixth guy might be the way that they try to work around this situation. But if you're going with your 5 best, Paul Skeens is going to pitch every 5th day. By the way, it's the 50-minute mark, excuse me, on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The pitching, I think the I don't want to say it's the cloud hanging over this season. The one big question mark that has lingered for me, at least, as the Pirates have dragged themselves from seemingly on the brink of being out of this race to right in the thick of it again, potentially tonight, they could be in a playoff spot. They win in certain teams. I don't even know if everyone's active. I haven't even looked at the NL schedule, but they're a half game out right now in the standings for the wild card. The Mets, the Padres, and the Diamondbacks are all a half game ahead of the Pirates. If you're looking at tonight's scores, or today's scores, let's see. Padres are not going, I believe, as I look at this. Let's see. Mets are going. Padres are not going, as far as I can tell. So they could be able to close. They could close within a tie of the Padres here if they win tonight. So the thing, though, that's been hanging over all of that for me ever since they got themselves very much back into it in this last 2-week run or thereabouts, like surrounding bookending the All-Star game, is how are they going to handle their pitching? Specifically, how are they going to handle Paul Skeens? Paul's thrown about 90 innings of professional baseball this year. And the Pirates, I think, deserve credit. They have been extremely intentional and very obviously careful about how they've handled Skeens. And as mad as you might want to be about getting him removed out of a game that he appeared to be cruising, he said he was tired, they said he was tired. As mad as you might want to be about him getting pulled 2 separate times from no-hitters, it is clear that they have a plan and they are trying to do right by themselves and the player here. And the guy hasn't lost a decision yet. He looks like the best pitcher in baseball. He might be the best pitcher in baseball. I'm going to give them a little grace there. Mitch Keller has been their horse. He's the guy who's over 100 innings. He's going to continue, I would think, to be the horse. They shut him down early in his last start. They said nothing doing here, nothing wrong. They wanted to get him more rest. That seems like an intentional decision. They've tried to be careful with Jared Jones. I think they're being abundantly cautious with his injury, even though I know he said he could have pitched through it. Even though I know he's also kind of, countermanding the idea that he could have pitched through it. He's on the shelf for so long. I think part of the reason that he's going to be down for so long and maybe not pitching again until later in August or maybe even September, you've heard people say, is because they really are trying to be cautious with this. But at some point, you get late enough into a season where you are in a playoff spot or chasing for one by a game or two, the rubber meets the road. And that's what Ben Sherrington is seemingly suggesting there, that we're getting to the point in the year where you've got to throw your best out there every 5th day. What I think is going to be very, very interesting to follow, given how the Pirates have handled themselves and handled this pitching staff that has kind of erupted out of nowhere to become one of baseball's best at the top end. I want to know how they're actually going to handle it, what kind of stomach they will have for it, for pitching these guys maybe slightly past a prescribed innings count that they had this year, if the situation dictates that they need to do that. Paul Skeens, I would guess, based on how they internally have looked at all this, is a guy that they would prefer doesn't go past about 155, maybe very top end 160 innings this year. Do the math yourself. If he's pitched about 90, I want to say it is, maybe closer to 95 even. I want to say it's something like 28 off the top of my head in AAA and then 66 at the big league level. Well, that leaves you about 65 innings left. That's like 11 more starts or thereabouts for Paul Skeens if every start is a six-inning start. How far does that actually get you? And what do you do if you make the playoffs? This is what Ben Cherington said. This is the entire exchange, by the way. Ben Cherington on this very subject with Joe Block from the Ben Cherington Show yesterday.
How do the Pirates handle the starting rotation going forward? Is it a meritocracy, so to speak? The best guys get in there? Or do you kind of see how it goes? What's going forward for the rotation for the Pirates?
Well, I don't know how long I'll do this job, but I hope every day I do it, we have this problem.
Yes. Right?
So I know what it feels like not to have this problem. So we're just gonna embrace the fact that we feel like we have some depth there and more coming. And you mentioned some of these guys. We feel, you know, pretty optimistic about where Bailey Falter is. He did a sim game here at PNC over the break. Expectation probably is he'll go out on a rehab assignment, expecting that to be relatively short term. He's in a good spot on his way back. Jared Jones has started throwing again. That one will take a little bit longer because we've got to build the volume back up and get his pitch count back. And so it's just gonna, you know, we're just gonna have to play the calendar a little bit on that one. That'll be, you know, into August at some point. Those two guys obviously have been really important parts of a rotation, and we see them coming back. And then we've got the guys who are already on the team, active and doing well, including, you know, a guy like Priester, who we trust to start games, is in the bullpen right now. There may be times we go with five starters, there may be times we go with six, and we're getting to that point in the season where it's going to be the best five or six guys. You know, that's the team comes first, and whoever we think gives us the best chance to win is going to get the ball on those days. And if we're totally healthy all at the same time, well, then we'll have good decisions to make. And it's a much better position to be in than not being in that position.
I don't know, Donnie, do you buy that thing he said at the end there is actually going to hold to be true? The team comes first. I just have a very hard time believing that they're going to lean hard on Paul Skeens here. I think in a perfect world for Ben Cherington, Skeens would continue to go out every fifth day or whatever, ball out, keep winning starts. I think if there's one guy he's comfortable leaning on, it's probably Keller. But I think they would love to somehow, even though they're not going to make like trade deadline moves that would maybe make this easier, I think they would just love to somehow get on a little bit of a roll such that they might have a little bit of a grace period or a lead in one of these wild card spots where they feel like they could rest guys. I really do.
Yeah, that might be a tough ask because of how clustered up the National League is, and I know that as we get closer and closer to season's end, it'll become a little bit more clear, but it's going to be tough to justify, hey, we're up by a game or two in the National League playoff race, but we're going to sit Paul Skeens on this start. I mean, they could have more structured starts where it's kind of like the one that had people freaking out about Jared Jones early in the season, where, hey, they're only going to go five innings tonight or they're only going to go a certain amount of pitches. And I think that's something, I don't know if I'd say we should expect it, but I wouldn't be shocked by it in the second half. I also think that going to a six-man rotation is a requirement given that two of your best arms are rookies and you're looking to save those guys. I know Jones will still be out for, who knows, maybe a month. Maybe we don't see him until we get into September. But you want to keep your best arms for a potential playoff run. And for that to happen, you have to try and spread it out a little bit. Now, the good thing is they do have that option. They do have plenty of guys that can be starting pitchers if they want. I mean, they have the two crafty veteran lefties, Gonzalez and Perez. They have Luis Ortiz, who has pitched his ass off all season. He should be in that rotation regardless.
I have him. I have it written down. I'm doing an exercise on paper as you're talking, Donnie. I have Skeens, Keller, Jones. I have Ortiz. He's the next guy after those three. And I'm talking about when all are healthy. Then I have Falter, who I still think Falter has been more good than bad. I know there have been some bad starts, but I think Bailey Falter, when he's cooking, can like roll right through a team, similar to the way Ortiz did on Saturday. Maybe not a ton of strikeouts, but he gets a lot of easy weak outs, weak contact. Then I have Gonzalez, Priester, Perez as my 6, 7, 8 in this grouping.
Yeah, I mean, so you have eight guys that could potentially start baseball games for you and actually throw a legit starter's amount of innings and pitches. Like, all of those guys that we mentioned can go at least six innings, if not more. So that gives them the option of moving to a six-man rotation. And I just think with guys like Skeens and with guys like Jones, that if they were to make it, if they were to get in and be playing games in October, you need to have those guys. Skeens at the absolute minimum. I would prefer to have both.
Man, it's just tough because you say all that and you make it sound very nice. You have your cake and eat it too. But what are the chances that sixth guy, Gonzalez or Priester or Perez, is, and that's if and when all these guys actually get healthy, what are the chances they're giving you anything close to the kind of starts that any of your big three can give you? You know what I mean? Like, it's nice to lay it out there and just say, well, it's all going to work, but there's a reason those guys are fringe starters or in Priester's. Like him saying we trust Quinn, we believe in Quinn to start games, but he's in our bullpen right now for the time being. I don't know. I've seen Quinn Priester have, what, maybe two good starts in it or two good appearances in his career, and one case has the second leg of an opener situation where he looked great. Like, there's a reason Quinn Priester has been kind of bouncing around this year.
Yeah, I mean, he had, so early this season, I know that he got roughed up, I think, his very first start, but then I don't have his game logs pulled up in front of me. I know that he had a very impressive one in San Francisco. It was six shutout innings. They end up losing the game 3-0 because they didn't get any support, but he was very good. Then he had another pretty good start right after that in Oakland, where, again, the Pirates scored zero runs for him. So he's somebody that has shown it, I know, minimally, but he is, at least here and there, hey, you know, he can come through for you. And I think the same can be said about the other two lefties as well. I don't know if they want to maybe make it like a piggyback-type situation or have an opener out of a couple of those guys, but they have the ability to play around. They do have a bit of an embarrassment of riches when it actually comes to guys that can start.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.